This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Hour Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Folks listening all around the country, all around the world, thank you very much. Most people are questioning what to make for the big game. What are you going to struggle with?
Dips.
Do you have
dips and chips?
Party? Really? Hummus? How about that?
Hummus, guac, salsa.
Did we talk about
Wegmans yesterday? The hummus recall?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. So don't buy your hummus from Wegmans. Other than that, what are the best snacks for the game? Do you have a recipe that you share? People in your family, your friends, something? Maybe we should ask people what they're doing. Maybe our social media could, as usual, perform a public service, right?
Swap.
Let's do it.
Swap is always fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel best like finger foods are best. Anything that
best
you can
drink,
grab and go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you make it yourself, or is that what you do? You grab it, you buy potato chips and Doritos and all that other stuff and just have that around, or do you make something special? I guess it depends on your devotion.
Yeah, both.
Right?
Yeah.
Like anything
else. Do whichever you want. You can buy some things, or you can make them if you want to do some dips, or there are the different, what are they called? You can use any kind of protein, but you mix it with some, like, cheese and other things, and then you put it on, like, a little pumpernickel small toast thingy, and then you put them in the oven, and, like, those are kind of grab-and-go. You don't necessarily eat them with a fork and knife, or what are the other ones? The popular ones, pigs in a blanket, those little mini hot dogs that you wrap in crescent rolls.
All right, so there's this. I need to have our space allotted properly. So between now and the weekend, we're going to suggest various things, recipes, ideas that we can share. You can share them with us. We'll give you the facility. All our social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, and X at Good Day Network. So share. Certainly, Jay will be the arbiter. She'll give you the space to do it. And that'll be till this weekend. Then we have until, we have a week. Then we have a week after the Super Bowl game. We only have three or 4 days for the best Valentine's Day gifts. So is that something we should be on to now? Should we be sharing our space? Give people ideas that are, again, this is the public service side of things. We'll give you space to share Valentine's gift ideas. What do you have? And the most boring thing are chocolates and flowers. Boo! Good Lord.
Well, know your person. Maybe a person really likes flowers or really likes chocolates. Like, I have a friend who, she wants a beautiful bouquet of flowers for any event, whether it's her birthday, Mother's Day, Christmas, Easter, blah, 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 all this stuff. And her husband feels the same way. Like, that's so boring. Let me get you something else. So she's like, well, I'm getting flowers whether you buy them for me or not. And there have been a couple of times she has gone out and bought her own flowers because that is the one thing she truly wants, even though he's bought some, like, other great things.
I'm dropping a couple of ideas, like a small mirror that the lady in your life, most of the ideas anyway, are for women. Come on, you all know.
Mirror. We all have phones. If you need a mirror, just turn on the front-facing camera of your phone. No, mirrors, no. Let's do better.
Really?
Shot that one down. What you got?
Thanks a lot. That's our number one. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Well, let me try this one. How about a modern mixtape of all of your favorite tunes that you can plug into your device?
Oh, that's so sweet.
iPods. Is that a good idea?
That is so cute. Well, because I grew up in the mixtape era, where making mixtapes for each other, that was something special. Yeah, that's retro. Right. Bring that back. That's a good gift.
Okay. There we go. How about a really nice necklace? I think necklaces are not as emphatic. Is that a good word? Make a word up there, maybe. As emphasized as they ought to be. I think necklaces are very sexy. And I think they can be... with the right intention and knowing who you're buying it for.
Especially if it's a beautiful meaning, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay? I do that. Let's see. How about a bag? Nah, I don't know. I'm looking at it.
Like a handbag?
No.
Some of the designer ones?
Yes, maybe.
Those
yeah,
are gifts.
You think?
I think it all comes down to the recipient of the gift and what it is that they value. Some value designer kind of stuff. Some value the thoughtful things. Some want experiences, nothing that they can.
Yeah, right. Yes, experience. Yep. All right, but let me modify the necklace and make it a locket with your picture and your sweetheart's picture in the locket. How about that for an idea?
That's retro too. So sweet.
Yeah. Well, listen, I am Mr. Retro.
you haven't
noticed that, right?
I like take her out. These are all better than a mirror.
Really, you don't like the mirror? Okay. How about a really, jammies that are kind of cool. Right?
Comfortable, yeah. Really nice PJs. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember this, and this is something, I'm going into the danger zone now. The people who knew me and knew when Meredith was in my life, what it was all about, she got me personalized M&Ms for Valentine. Had her name and my name on the M&Ms. We had jars and jars of them. I didn't even know you could do that, but you can. You can go to a candy store. Or you can go to M&M's somehow.
You can order online and even get, like, a picture on it, your face on it.
Yeah. On an M&M? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting. James, can you imagine your face on an M&M? James Collins in our main studio in Dallas. What do you think?
If she
your
eats
picture?
It, what do I say? What do I say if she eats my face?
Listen,
you start playing Maneater by Hall & Oates.
Right. That's your problem, pal. Whatever it is. Anyway, I just thought we'd come up with a few ideas here. Necklaces, bracelets, that sort of thing. I don't know, maybe there's...
Something pretty.
I think one of the things that I did once, you're going to really laugh about this, I had underwear made for his and her underwear. Is that silly?
Wow.
I love that. That is awesome. That is silly in the best way possible, though.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff should be silly, frankly. Uh-huh. Everybody should kind of laugh about it when they get it. Oh, look at this. Yeah. It's kind of grown up, but it's an idea.
Yeah,
right?
But it's cute because it's not the typical, like, oh, he got me lingerie or something like that. Like, you got his and hers undies. Like, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah, right. All right, anyway, so a few ideas that we can share. Now, here, speaking of ideas, Target thought they were doing a good thing. They made some magnets for Black History Month that had a lot of black leaders on them. Some of the, you know, like Carter Woodson and Booker T. Washington. But they put the... this is another management thing. They misidentified them. So the picture of Booker T. Washington actually had W.E.B. Du Bois on it. And, you know, the other, they just made a mess of it. And so now they pulled all the magnet kits in their stores. But this went, you know, history teachers went online, go into the thing, and they know what they look like, and they're wrong. So they have
but
now
think
pulled
about
them
how many people this had to go through to approve it to get it in the stores.
Yeah. Right. Who's
like, was
watching
nobody paying attention?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the NASA website for today and see what's new there. They have announced Super Earth. They found a planet that they think is habitable. And so plan your trip now. It's only 137 light years away. Right? You ready? All set?
If it's habitable, then there must be life already on it.
Yeah. What kind of life? And how will they figure? How do they know? It's this far away. How in the world do they know that there's life on this planet? But I don't know. They got it. You go to NASA/habitable zone. I think that's where you can find it. Or a new planet or super Earth. I think that's probably at NASA/super Earth. And the whole idea of having a planet like ours in a solar system like ours, in a galaxy like ours. I'm not even sure it's, you know, I don't think it's in our galaxy. I'm trying to find that out here by looking around. I'm messing around. I don't think, this was, by the way, scrutinized by the James Webb Space Telescope, the new one that's up there, finding us so many different things. And the monthly notice of the Royal Astronomical Society in England came up with the underscore for this. It was in the NASA, it's like in the NASA wheelhouse, but all of these things that we're finding beyond our solar system are pretty damned amazing. It really is. That's just. And then we have the mundane. James, we got time for this? Yeah, we got about a minute. Pablo Escobar and his cocaine hippos. Have you heard this? These are real hippos that they've addicted to cocaine. And now they're starting to attack people. This is pretty doggone dangerous. 170 hippos roaming around Colombia. And the locals have been attempting to mitigate the issue surrounding these guys. But they are not. Yeah, they're multiplying. And so they're not. This is very dangerous. I would think students and parents at a school, they were attacked.
This is 20 by one of from the school.
Right. Yeah. And so there are others that are around. Who in the world? I mean, this is a typical Escobar thing, I suppose. We're going to get hippopotami to be addicted to cocaine.
Well, like
and then let's see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they were, as a matter of fact. How did they? All right. Let's drop that one and move on. 18 after the hour.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Not good news. Toby Keith is the number one on the trending list after, well, actually number two. Prince Charles is number one. Number two is Toby Keith, who passed away at the age of 62, some kind of cancer. Man, I'll tell you, cancer is so dangerous, so everywhere. You really got to know what's going on in your body. So anyway, there is a lot to be said about him. The CDs, the music that he's done over his life. I'm sure there'd be a moment of silence for him at the Grand Ole Opry. So what else do we say about him other than he was popular and seemed like a good guy?
He was very vocal. Yeah, he was very vocal about his stomach cancer journey and urging people to listen to their bodies and go get tested, go get checked out, because stomach cancer, especially, it's one of those cancers of the many that presents as symptoms of some other illness. And typically, if you find it early enough, it can be fine. But if not, which normally it's not, and he revealed in the summer of 2022 that he had been diagnosed the previous fall. He continued to speak on the roller coaster that was his treatment, saying that sometimes you go from 0 to 60, other times you go from 6 to 0. There's ups and downs, and his family said that he died with all the family beside at his bedside, and that he fought his fight all the way until the end with continued grace and courage, which that sounds about right for Toby Keith.
Would you say, I see something here describing him as neo-traditional country singer, a new traditionalist, if you will. He did very well. He made a lot of money.
Fantastic. Yeah, he put on a good show. His music was catchy. He had that kind of like the new stuff, but also that sing-songy talking way of some of his songs. He could sing, absolutely, but then he also did that talking style that Johnny Cash was so well known for. And this is definitely not just a loss to the country community, but Earth is a little bit more dim without his light.
Well, and again, you got to really figure out what's going on in your body and keep it top of mind, frankly. So we have Lisa. I'm looking at some of the other names on the trending list here. King Charles and the cancer that he's got. And he's got to be, I don't know, Careful, careful, careful. Yesterday...
They haven't announced what kind of cancer it is, what stage it is.
I'm thinking it's bad. I'm thinking it's bad. I don't think this is good. I think the way it's being handled gives you some insight. I hope I'm wrong.
He personally told him, all of his close friends, family, himself, Prince Harry was flying out to see him, to be with him, and he has canceled all of his engagements to solely focus on treatment.
Mm-hmm. All right. If I can use the term cancer to refer to some of the social media, because they're like cancer, the folks at Facebook are all around crowing this week because it's the 20th anniversary of the founding of Facebook. So how does this... They have 3 billion users, right? 3 billion users on Facebook. The only thing that's bigger than Facebook is Al Jazeera. Did you know that? Number of people, who follow. So here we have, that's just because of the number of people that are, from that neck of the woods, from that area of the world. As it got started in 2004, broadband was replacing what basically was dial-up internet at the time, remember? And the screens that gained popularity, this was the way you suck them in. Mark Zuckerberg is 39 years old this week. He was 19 when he stole the idea from the twins in school, right?
A public thing. You had to be associated with a company or a college or university to be on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I don't have much use for him, and I have never, frankly. There's a story about a children's hospital in Chicago forced to take its networks offline after a cyber attack. Who's creepy enough to want to attack a children's hospital's website? Who does that? What kind of a subhuman would do that? The way that the parents communicate sometimes with their children if they can't be there, wow, what a thug. All right, it's 28 after the hour now here on the Good Day program.
Thank you for great money-saving ideas. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Among recent suggestions submitted to the blog, double-check your checking and bank accounts for those trial subscriptions and memberships that have become permanent if you don't cancel them, which many, possibly most, don't or forget to. You may not have noticed small automatic payments. 2 energy-saving tips for the kitchen. If you cover and wrap foods in the fridge, you will prevent moisture from escaping and ask less of the compressor. Use plastic wrap, not aluminum foil. And you should only run the dishwasher when it's full. Several who posted are selling their gently used clothing online at Poshmark or Depop, DEPOP.com. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Let me guess. Unknown caller. You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court rejected Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. The court handed the former president an expected defeat that he suggested he would contest at the U.S. Supreme Court. Jennifer Crumley's been convicted on all charges in her landmark involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumley, who fatally shot 4 classmates and wounded 7 others at Oxford High School in November 2021. Both Jennifer and her husband James faced 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, with prosecutors alleging they overlooked signs of their son's mental health challenges. House Republicans are staunchly opposing the Senate's bipartisan border and foreign aid package. Speaker Mike Johnson expressed concerns that the legislation, which merges border policy adjustments with military assistance for Ukraine and Israel, might exacerbate issues at the southern border. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grams on Good Day.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
I'm sorry, that man, I laugh. That woman, Clara Peller was her name, and most people who now have heard that commercial, who've been around, remember her driving around in the car, and the hats that they were wearing, it was just silly and pretty funny. And certainly got our attention. Everybody knows now, it's one of the great campaigns of advertising history. Where's the beef? Everybody knows it's associated with Wendy's. Where's the beef? So good for them. Note of interest for those of you who pay attention to the, did you know, do you, what is it, how do I say it, do you know? Did you know, no, it's did you know or do you care back, okay. Did you know, the Leaning Tower of Pisa was never straight to begin with? How about that? There's a mind blower. I said, never. It was built crooked. It went up. This is something that was, the foundations were laid in 1173, but they stopped. The builders reached the fourth floor in 1178, and because it was leaning then, it was on. They built it on muddy soil, and the land was too soft, so it settled unevenly under the weight of the tower. And there was a war going on. This is a city-state era. In that, Sparta, various city-states didn't have countries. They had city-states, and they were all at war with each other. And so they went back to finish building it in 1272. It was tipped at a 2-degree angle then, and they compacted the ground around it so that the work could continue, and they would, they were going to try to fix it to compensate for the lean. The floors were built inside the building smaller, so they have a, it's, the building doesn't, it leans and then there's sort of a curve to it and it goes straight. It's, and this is quite an engineering thing when you think back to the era that we're talking about here.
Uh-huh.
This is, they put a bell chamber in it in 1360, so the tower was leaning more then, but it was, they thought it was safe, and it obviously is because it's still standing. Right? How many years ago we're talking about 1,000 years, basically.
It's nicely.
Yeah, right, exactly. It is cool. So there are 251 steps. You can climb them in the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And this is, again, let's see, if it was really, it was opened in 1343. So you do the math. There are 5 million people that go to see this Leaning Tower every year. Actually, it's not the only place. It's the most famous one, but there are a couple of leaning towers in Italy, in Bologna, that were built.
One recently shut down because it's starting to lean a little bit too much and does pose the risk.
Right.
It was a popular tourist spot, but it poses a risk now.
It was. Yep. All right, so there's that file that we've taken care of. I want to think for a moment about what's going on in the Middle East. I would like to discuss or have some kind of dialogue. Geopolitics was always something I was very interested in. I was a political science major when I was in school and a speech major. And I found that understanding what was going on around the world, even though I didn't know at the time I was going to be a radio talk person, I started when I was in college as a disc jockey, and I held those positions until the mid-70s when I started doing talk, and I haven't done any music since then. But I found that my interest in the Middle East, the prof that I had, his name was Muhi Hatour. He was a prof at Heidelberg College. I took every course he ever offered. Most fascinating guy. He was the son of a tribal chief from Iraq. And he married a, he was a devout Muslim, and he married, there were no Muslims in Tiffin, Ohio, I'll tell you that, other than him. He married a Southern Baptist. She was the craziest woman I've ever met in my life. How the two of them ever existed together was beyond, really was beyond at the time. It was great conversation on the campus of Heidelberg, how this guy married this woman. He met her, and he went to school at Northwestern. He met her there. And so, anyway, they had kids that were all over the kids used to ride their bikes all over the street. It was really, some of the, I'm thinking, I've thought about this for years and years and years. Fun stuff. Anyway, back to geopolitics and what's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians and what's going on in the Gaza Strip with the Palestinians and the Israelis. And so, there are people that are shuttling back. The reason I'm telling you the story is because we don't know behind the scenes what's going on, but there's a lot going on. There are people who are basically international lawyers. There are people who are, they work behind the scenes when there are all of these things going on. We never know them. They're nameless and faceless, but yet they're working with Ukrainian leaders to try to, you know, figure out what to do. How do we negotiate? They go the behind the scenes. The same people are talking to the Russian leaders as they're talking to the Ukrainian leaders. Try to figure this out. Same thing's going on with the same sort of people that you never know. Faceless, nameless people that are diplomats, in essence. And they're going behind the scenes to try to straighten out the situation in the Middle East. And so we don't, you know, I just thought it was interesting. And most people don't know that these sorts of things are going on. So if you didn't know, now you know. It was basically the rest of the story. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big bust. Heroin bust. 1.4 metric tons of liquid heroin. How much do you have to shoot up to kill yourself? Is probably the question. 370 gallons of the stuff. How do you even make... How do you make... I don't even know. How do you, I'm going to ask this because I don't know. How do you make heroin? Where does it come from? It's grown from a poppy seed, right? Isn't that where heroin starts? And somehow liquefy it?
The poppy seed is for something. I can't recall what. Because isn't that the whole scene in Wizard of Oz where they run through the poppy fields and they all get sleepy? Yeah. And I think that if you eat enough like lemon poppy seed muffins or whatever, you can falsely test for a drug in your system.
Really?
Or is that
poppy seeds? Oh, I don't know. Sounds incredible to me.
Yeah, it's not actually like making you higher or whatever, but it's like a false test or a false result, I should say.
This is another. Oregon has been in the news a lot lately. So this bust took place toward the end of last week. And so it's making national conversation because a lot of people don't even know what liquid heroin is. The powdered substance, yeah. So I'm guessing that it comes from. Heroin is found in the seed of the poppy plant, and it grows in Colombia and Mexico, and that's, exactly, and in Asia, where they use opium a lot. So anyway, you ingest it as a powder often, but then now there are ways to mix it, make a liquid out of it, and so that's what the big problem is, and... You just, as I figured, I'm looking it up here, what the recipe is. It's basically powdered heroin that's dissolved in water. And then they heat it up. They cook, the test tube.
So in the seas with a spoon or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Yep. So, anyway, you get on this stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. These people should be shot. The people that come up with this stuff. Shot. How many people's lives have been ruined by this?
It's a real addiction. And a lot of times people aren't starting with just the hard stuff like this. It starts somewhere else. And prescribes.
It suppresses your immune system, slows down your heartbeat and your respiratory functions, and causes liver and kidney damage. Most people who are hooked on it get these cancers. And it certainly makes you crazy.
Die from an overdose. It's because they've. It's more so often a relapse. They've sought recovery. It's always going to be a fight that they have to focus on. But it's a battle they will always fight. But then a lot of times when people fall off that wagon, they will use the same amount that they did at the heights of their addiction.
Yeah. So here we have it. This is how sick some of these people are. In Colombia, they mix it with cough syrup. They mix it with Coca-Cola. They mix it with candy, alcohol, and antihistamines.
Whew. Well, codeine comes from opium. And doctor prescribed cough syrups with codeine in it all the time. Yeah. All of the time.
So apparently, the authorities in Oregon got word that there was a truck loaded with heroin that was on its way from Mexico into, then we have the open borders again. You wonder, sometimes you watch some of these TV programs and it looks like pretty sophomoric stuff. Well, we're going to hide it in a box full of gloves, or something, whatever the heck they do. And they stopped this truck, put the dogs in it. They found 8 barrels, 370 gallons of liquid heroin, and a couple of guns. This is an astronomical amount. They hid it in a truck that had barrels full of other stuff. So you put it in the front. Who's going to test all the barrels? Now we just test this one. And it turns out to be antifreeze or something. Who knows? Anyway, 4 people were arrested, all coming across the border illegally. Mexican-based drug trafficking rings are all over the place. And so here we go. And for the ride of your life, all these people, I'm looking at the pictures of there were these plastic barrels. I'm looking at the label. I'm trying to see what it says on the label, what they tried to get it. And they wouldn't have been able to get it if it wasn't with the sniffing dogs. They were the ones that smelled it out. Check these. There's another truck that was loaded with liquid fentanyl. And that's another. Man, the world's nuts. But who'd want to, you want to kill yourself? You got to be nuts. A collection of sneakers that belonged to Michael Jordan when he was with the Chicago Bulls when they were winning their championship sold at auction $8 million for 6 pairs of shoes. Imagine how they smelled, much as anything else, right? But you spent $8 million for a 6 pair of smelly shoes.
Weren't they only worn once?
Yeah, I think so. Man, people are crazy. 48 after the hour.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. But there's also something, I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach so the people can go in. Because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doctor in the house? Yes, there are. There are actually. There's two doctors in this house. At Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of them, and Jack Stockwell is the other one. His website, Forbidden Doctor, say it again, Doug, ForbiddenDoctor.com, has helped so many people because there's so much stuff there and so much information. As the podcast at GoodDayHealth.com and the radio shows that you can hear every weekend around the country, GoodDayHealthShow.com. There is something about Jack and something about his message and something about his treatment. Actually, last week I was interested in the statement made by the dean of a medical school about people over 50, chronic health problems, counterfeit foods, that sort of stuff, and how people just kind of ignore that stuff these days, right? I mean, this is everybody knows that's got any common sense that preservatives in food are bad for you, bad for your gut, bad for just, you know, you name it. And but people ignore that because they'll, as my friend the supermarket guru Phil Lempert says, if it tastes good, they're going to eat it. And so that's what you're confronted with. That message.
Well, that's about it. And the chemical array that's put into these foods anymore really pees the brain with certain kind of excitotoxins that you just wolf the stuff down when it's leading to an early death, and you never give it a second thought.
I'm thinking that Prince Charles has a serious cancer. Not Prince, the King. King Charles.
The King. I heard about that.
Yeah. I think he's got a serious problem. Because when you go in, when you have a prostate exam, normally, you've had them, I've had them, most men, they have any common sense, they're having their prostates examined after they're 50, and so you keep track of what's going on. And sometimes people don't, and it leads to, I'm betting that Charles didn't, for whatever the reason, that you'd think that the royal family would be really up on their health, like the President of the United States, right? Supposed to be
well, they're surrounded
health.
With all forms of health care officials and practitioners.
Yeah, right.
Medical homeopathy, chiropractic, nutritional people, herbalists. They have the Royal Assembly that does the same thing. I don't know that the White House has anything outside of medicine, but the royal family has everything.
Everything, right. They believe much more in alternative medicine in England than we do here, at least officially. Although more people spend more money seeing people like you, practitioners of of healthy health, healthy, you know, not the people who treat you after you get sick, the people who take care of you before you get sick.
Yeah.
So here comes a warning from Jack about vegetable oils and how toxic they are. Will you go through the list? And
yeah,
let's give, this is a reminder for people. This is something that's public knowledge, but not enough people remember it or are reminded how bad all of these oils are for you.
Well, it is. I've for years have told my patients, try to cut back on sugar, cut back on sugar. Now I've got to throw in vegetable oils because of the research that's coming out. Sunflower, soybean, cottonseed, safflower, corn, rice bran, grapeseed, and canola, but primarily soybean and canola. Almost anything you buy, packaged, canned, or bottled, is going to have one of these kinds of oils in it in the grocery store.
So and why don't
not,
they use the good
oils?
Oils?
Well, because they're too expensive. They're too expensive.
Right.
The good oils, extra virgin, coconut, palm oil, peanut oil, and all the animal oils, they have a tendency to go bad, to go rancid. So what you want to do is to put in something that looks oily, that feels oily, that's not a food anymore. It's actually a toxic poison. And they last. And they use them in restaurants because they have no flavor. So that whatever the chef is putting together can come through in the flavor of that fried food. And these things are extremely dangerous. And we now know that vegetable oils can increase cardiovascular death risk by over 700%. They're connected with cancer. They're connected with early death. And they're just unnaturally extracted. They're unnaturally
processed. So why don't we have them? Why don't we allow them to be sold? Why isn't the government that's always watching every move we make as our second fathers and mothers? Why do they allow these things to be sold? Would be a good question, right?
Why?
From the
Why does the government allow half of the things that they allow to get through? Because the vegetable oil companies dump tens of millions of dollars into re-election campaigns every year.
Yeah.
Because they own the people that make the laws, like the energy industry, like the petroleum industry, like the pharmaceutical industry.
All right, the good oils.
The people who make the law.
The good oils are?
The good oils that people used before there was heart disease. Remember, heart disease has only been around for a little over 100 years. Are the extra virgin, coconut oil, palm oil, peanut oil, and most animal oils. Because except for the olive oil, these oils can handle high temperatures without breaking down into toxic compounds.
All right, word to the wise. Check it out, the entire program every week with Jack on it at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.